And here we go, we're going live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. The teams are Dignitas Darn, Rebelli, Aggron, Hazza subbing for App, Bebin and Rib. And on IDK side, we've got F2 at Medic, where he's been great recently. JH, Knight, Extremer, Peace. And I guess that's Cube. Or Knight? Yes, Cube would be the second soldier.
I think they're restarting, though.
Yeah, they're restarting.
Oh, Extremer's being a downie.
he was going a bit medieval on everyone.
It's gone Latvian.
So if we watch out guys tonight for Extremer on IDK, and let's keep an eye on Cube as well, who are you going to look out for on Dignitas? Who has to do the business tonight to make it happen?
I think if people watch Hazza, they'd be really surprised actually how good he is. So if I were you, I'd watch Hazza or Rib. And if you're a scout, obviously you watch the good old Bibbin.
The super merc that is Hazza.
Super merc.
And what do you guys think about Extremer F2 moving to Medic?
I always thought, surprisingly, ever since F2 started playing, I always thought he played Medic. I didn't know he played Soldier. So, really, that just shows how good of a soldier he was. Maybe he should have gone Medic right from the start.
Well, in that in the ESH final, the last time when they won the 500 Euro against TCM Gaming, he played great Medic over those three maps.
Well, he's got the brains for it, I would say.
All right, here we go, live again, starting now.
This is the real deal now.
It's business time. Win or go home. All right, we've got the rush to middle. Dareman are
very
arriving.
Similar times.
Yep.
Splitting the scouts as usual.
Extremer's on very low. Extremer's on red, and he's down. Two down for IDK before the soldiers get there. Three
Bibbin
down.
Just went huge on the demo man.
Well, Rib got enough spam on the demo man to put Extremer in the corner and stop their scouts. So Bibbin had a clear run at Extremer then.
Yeah, I think did Rib just need one shot on Extremer right there?
Yeah, but it was Bibbin who did the damage.
IDK's over his forest. Aggron saves his. Looks like they're going to keep that one. Yeah, and the corner Cube, and he's dead. I hope that's Cube. JH on 3 HP on the left flank. Dignitas Uber through, but lose Rib.
Got right side with the medic.
That was a bit of a waste. I didn't see if that was forced, but it didn't seem to accomplish very much.
It didn't seem to be forced. It just
round made, wasn't it?
Yep. Just didn't really do anything either, though. So I actually have the advantage at the moment.
Yeah, they do. That's about a 40% advantage. It'd be good to see them push, because you don't want to give Dignitas time to set up, especially in the first round.
The difference isn't that great, though, so if IDK Uber up quickly, they might be able to. But they've got a heavy at the moment, so...
And a sniper. So they're taking defensive positions, aren't they?
Yep.
The Rebelli goes down from JH. Nice shot. This is first shot of the evening.
Opened up his account.
Cha-ching.
I think what you'll see is Rib going on his own and try and force their Uber. And Dignitas will try and save theirs.
Well, that's both Ubers up. I wonder if JH can stop this sticky jump coming from Rib if he does decide to do that.
Ooh, Rib's out. He's down.
Oh, he got Jurassic there, didn't he?
Yeah, he's out cold. Left.
A Dignitas scout coming in, not going to do anything. Bibbin down, yeah. So you've got two down now. You've got to push here, don't you? You've got to go.
Might as well. You're not going to win SAP on last, do you?
There's Cube coming in, but he's by himself. He's very, very low on the bottom right, and he goes
That's
down to Darn Shotgun.
It's an Uber.
Uber Force F2 holds his, but they're kind of retreating here after losing Cube, who was kind of going solo.
IDK Force.
Triggered it now.
There you go. It's a smart play by Dignitas there. You know, they were all on the back foot to lose that Uber, but Darn going on top of F2 made him force it.
Well, Dignitas have been forced out of it here, so maybe RDK could take advantage, but with a sniper and a heavy, I still think they've got the sniper. No.
Yeah.
But even with the heavy, it's a bit too slow.
It's too defensively minded, isn't it?
It is. Dignitas can just build their Uber again and try the same trick twice.
Do you think both teams are just trying to test the water, you know, see what they can push with or what they can't?
Here comes Bibbin over the top pipe. He gets taken down by Cube. Rebelli's in two. F2's in big trouble.
F2 is so weak. Gone back for medpack.
You got the resupply. Both Dignitas have three down, and the other three are in the right Reb went down Aragorn with a late Uber onto Hazard.
Soldier behind.
And we got a back cap. I think that's Cube with a scout. They should have this. Two of them there.
They just got their Uber then, F2 did, with his the aggressive Soddy coming in.
Oh, I missed that. So Dignitas are retreating the back around the yard choke points. Super Hazard goes down to Cube, making an impact on this game already. And IDK flood into yard here.
It's a great pushback.
Bivin goes down here super weak, but he took out JH before he died. And Rebelli down too.
Both scouts down here.
Really should be pushing even though they've not got over. Dignitas are falling back as well. Or stuck in that corner. They're not really taking advantage of what they had then.
Do you think that they're giving Dignitas too much respect here?
Maybe, but they did well to push out from their last then. That was a good push.
So you don't want to lose that advantage by...
I think they're just playing clinical at the moment, you know?
Yeah. It was a nice call because when we were talking about them being too defensively minded, it seemed that there obviously was an element of biding their time there because they did get it right when they went. Another great granny stalemate.
The attritional wall.
I think Vivian has been pushing on the left now.
Oh yeah, the attached soldiers isolated. Both Ubers are popped. Dignitas chasing
fall back then.
Oh, they got Knight down. That was sloppy play by Knight. I mean, he really shouldn't have been there. He had no business being that far.
IDK definitely showed too much respect then. They Ubered at the same time. Really, they just ran away.
I mean, that Uber wasn't even particularly well used by Dignitas. They just kind of found Knight doing nothing and
extremely
being a bit
useless. Long gone as well. He was just all the way back CP2.
F2 fixed Uber, I think. Not much point doing that. We've got Dignitas soldier in trouble, yet Knight takes him down. That's down. But the cap goes through. And there's no Uber advantage to speak of right now, both on about 70%. So we're back to square one for IDK, aren't we?
After all that hard work. Well, they're not playing the heavy anymore. Or maybe they're just waiting for somebody to go down. Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, there's Keith. IDK taking high positions with both soldiers and one
Could
of the scouts on the bars, on the pipes rather. Yeah, here we go. Bivin goes down off his hop and Ribbed goes down too.
Stream was in a lot of trouble then. They're playing lemmings here, they're just jumping in, aren't they? Willy nilly.
They're trying to make them Uber, but they're dying too quickly and not forcing it.
There's both Ubers popped. From IDK's perspective, the left side, Agra's going down. Oh, there
extremer.
He goes. Oof.
Combo.
I don't know whether that's a poor play by Dignitas going in and trying to force the Uber and just getting absolutely massacred, or good play by IDK and holding their Uber well.
Rib just went in and just nothing came of it.
They're committing too much, I think, on that kind of push.
Yeah,
I mean,
a little too much, yeah.
There's three of them dying one after the other. And we come back to the choke points.
Oh, IDK definitely have the advantage here. As soon as they get an Uber, they should be going in.
Yeah, they've got to be, I think, to make the most of that as well, they should be in motion from 90% from about now. They should be looking to hit it while they're in transport, even.
Huge advantage as well. What are they doing? Just hang around.
Here's the Uber. Aggron's on 70%. Dignitas are pushing here. There's the Uber. Uber Forest. And the scout's getting out as well. So
I think they've been
absolutely nothing.
They've been worse behind them. And I think that maybe that's why they
Uber advantage to Dignitas now.
Yeah. Great play by Dignitas there. Just the scouts making it happen, forcing the Uber, going on the back hat. Nothing came from it, okay, but to get that Uber burned, they had a huge advantage right now. They seem a little bit timid though at the moment, just spamming over. Are the Ubers being popped? Cube goes down. Can they get anything more out of this? The Uber, this guy, onto the point. He's getting blown right by stickies. And he goes down to peace in the garage. Tippy-toeing over the point. Stickies coming on. Extreme is half health.
And he's got Uber now.
And the Uber?
Just didn't get a
point. Oh, nice. Demo slipped behind.
F2's called that, surely, yep.
Night kills him.
Good play, good play. It's just Aggron alive.
Seems to be a lot of mistakes, isn't it? That's costing them, like, ground.
A lot of mistakes by both teams, I'd say.
Aggron's got one scout with them in the middle, but IDK are there in full effect.
I think IDK will go on and win this now, this round.
Yeah.
He's an aggressive player again,
Soldier in the top.
And
both teams are just going to try to go aggressive.
Two scouts down.
They're playing aggressively, Dignitas, but it's kind of out of sync, isn't it? You had the soldiers kind of very, very weak there, and the scouts running in too quickly, trying to do too much at once.
Pretty much going to be Uber on Uber shortly. Although I don't know what that Solly's doing, although he's out.
He got lucky there, didn't he?
Yeah,
on the garage.
Might be taken down now. He's out on his own.
Left. That's very brave. That's Cube on 100 health.
Oh,
and
nice.
Ubered. Nice Uber by F2.
Played.
Aggron counters, and Extremer's on the other side with a scout, with Peace. JH goes down to Rebelli. And Rib jumps over the stickies that Extremer placed. Oh, hits Extremer from behind. Being a bit brave, but kind of retreating. Dignitas pushing through the left. Peace goes down. Rib's in trouble from that soldier, though, but Darn comes to help. It's a great play with the domination on Q.
Bad EK are falling back now.
They're just wedging themselves in, aren't they? Slowly but surely, onto that point.
It's a tense on this one.
That was nice, solid play by them. Rib is in trouble with Cube above him, but Darn came over to help out and made the right kill. Both teams going to have every, like, see a bit of momentum here from Dignitas. Just try and carry this through.
On his own. Got away.
Takes out Rebelli. That's a cheap kill.
Thanks, your Franks.
Rebelli went down there.
Uber popped.
Dignitas are in. F2 counters.
Extreme is there waiting.
Oof. Extreme was in big trouble
he's
there.
He's out. He's out. Oh, he's
and
down.
He's down.
Dignitas are in good position here.
Dignitas all on red, though, apart from Rebelli and Aggron.
If Dan could have survived, that would have been big.
They just got to move a bit faster here, I think. I mean, I know they're a man down, but...
IDK's got the demo down as well, you know.
Yeah, there's not enough pressure.
Grip goes down, that's a big loss.
Extremer's back up now.
Again, both Ubers kind of equal. F2 with a very slight advantage.
They're just prizing themselves out, aren't they, a little bit? Both teams have been doing it the whole map.
Cube's trying to lead the charge, and it seems like IDK are a tiny bit reluctant to follow him.
Ooh,
here come Dignitas. Big Uber right there. A lot of IDK are weak. Peace is on about 1 HP, or they're getting heals now. I think that was Darn, yep.
They're pushing left now through the garage.
That's good play. They got to mix it up somehow.
Although if that scout gets the medic, it could... Oh.
So they're all top. Dignitas is top. With two soldiers and
Aggron.
They
haven't even seen it yet, they haven't called it.
Yeah, they're on F2. F2's surely going to die here.
Damn.
There you go. Great play, great flank.
That scout should have called that.
Here we go, two up for IDK. Can they defend this? A scout and a soldier on last.
Scout's half health as well.
Nice shot, Hazza.
Here we go. Nice. That's all it takes, doesn't it? Just one clever flank and you break the game open.
I don't think Dignitas should have had that opportunity, though, to be able to do that.
You think it should have been called, or it should have been dealt with quicker?
No, I think it shouldn't have even got to the point. I think IDK should have really rolled them by the time they got three, when they managed to push to three.
Seeing there was a tiny bit of indecision on that counter-attack, Cube was going a little bit ahead and people weren't really following properly, but Dignitas taking the 1-0 lead. Dignitas straight on mid. Rib gets blindsided by that scout, but Rebelli
fought
him off, and took him down. We got Dignitas soldier on their catwalk.
They almost had that then.
IDK got this. And Aggron went down, I didn't see that.
They're pushing straight on as well. IDK.
Did anyone see how Aggron got taken out there?
I think he just got put in the corner by the soldier. I'm not sure.
So IDK going via the garage.
Pointless clear. The Dignitas tactics here, look.
Oh, they're going face. Oh, they run into Rib. Rib goes down.
Rib, ah. Oh. Caught on the surprise.
Early Uber, there, that's a good down play. That's great play with those scouts on that back cap. That's a round winner.
Or maybe.
Oh yeah, Coop's really weak. Really weak. F2 separated from IDK now, I'm surprised.
Oh, scouts are in now.
Nice work by the scouts there. And they tie up 1-1. Easy round there for IDK with that work on middle.
I think Darn went to kill Extremer, but didn't manage to when he killed Extremer, but he was so weak after it, I don't think he could do anything else.
Demoman arrived. Rib's a little bit faster here, quite a lot faster. I don't see Extremer. Extremer's coming through the other side, through the garage. Dignitas right on the point again.
Scout's covering Demo pretty well for Dignitas.
So right, here come IDK.
Goes down.
Aggron nearly died then. This could be a jump on the medic.
The IDK have 4 down, but F2 survives on full health. It seemed like that was exactly what Dignitas wanted to do in the last middle, but they executed it properly this time. They went exactly the same way, and Extremer a bit slow, didn't establish themselves.
Extremer was really strong compared to Rib.
Uber up. They've got a mass of people in there. What's going to happen now?
Yeah, F2's Uber. And Aggron's got a late Uber counter there. Rib went way ahead, too far ahead of Aggron.
Oh, he's down now.
Both teams with 2 kills. But look how everyone on IDK is on red. 3 of them very, very low. There's one soldier in the Zed getting flanked by that scout, by Bibbin. So this is an easy cap for Dignitas.
Dignitas got a good sort of 50% advantage.
Yeah.
I think Dignitas should be able to do this without having to send Ribbon and Bibbin first, obviously.
This piece gone to heavy again, so they obviously like that look on defense here.
And JH has gone sniper as well.
Looks like Dignitas are going to go right from their perspective. Yep, here they come. Bibbin goes down. Pointless death there. Rib jumps with the Uber. Knight goes down.
They still don't have their Uber though.
Oh,
IDK.
Rib took down that heavy there, but he's super weak on the right side.
Oh, Rib's just schooling that point on the side, right there.
Extremer was very, very weak there, but he got resupply, I think.
He's down.
But there,
he was there waiting for a good 30 seconds.
IDK pushing back.
Oh, back cap. Oh, wow. Bibbin with the sweet back cap there.
Game sense prevails.
You had 3 IDK try to push there with that. I think they had the Uber ready, didn't they?
Yeah,
they
did.
Just forgot about the point, or they were relying on a respawn wave or something, but not quick enough. So it's 2-1 to Dignitas, and we've got 13 minutes to go.
Pretty even on mid.
Both demos at the same time. Extreme is half health after picking up the health pack, and he's waiting for heals from F2.
Gap down. IDK.
Nice kill by Rib there. We've got Dignitas soldier in trouble in the IDK garage. It's Darn, but he managed to get out.
F2's pretty weak here as well.
Yeah, Dignitas win this mid pretty easily. Just one death.
They didn't really. IDK didn't put too much pressure on Rib.
Rib killed F2 on a little forwards.
And he got the soldier as well.
And the Solly. Wow. Knight on 2 HP there as well.
Great play from Rib.
Is this the aggression we've been like waiting for?
That swagger, yeah, I didn't see that, but I imagine that kind of caught them off guard, expecting them to be capping, and Rib was right up in their faces.
Got a spy situation here as well. For IDK.
And Angie. Spy's right behind Aggron, actually, the whole Dignitas team. He's then uncloaked.
Oh, he died.
He could have got Rib then. He should have done it. He should have pulled the trigger on that backstab.
Anything, surely.
I mean, in this situation, I know you don't have Uber, but there you go.
IDK just didn't put enough pressure on Rib at the middle then. JH tried to go aggressive on him, but he just got taken down.
that's the kind of round that can break the back of a game, I think, winning in that kind of style.
Guess I'll change it now, mid.
I don't know.
It seems to be pretty bad, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm not sure where IDK are going wrong exactly, but they do seem to be getting pushed about a bit.
Both scouts have gone left this time.
Oh, they just
both TM'd
out of it.
It was, and Bivin didn't lose hardly any HP there. It was just Rebelli that took one meat shot. And
do you think that's the difference on mid?
Well, there was, I think it was round one, was it, or round three, I can't remember, where mid was over before the IDK soldiers had even arrived.
The left push again here for Garage.
Right, they back off. IDK saw that.
Sorry.
IDK, no, they're still hard to stop them.
Dan's going to force this, maybe.
Yeah, you got both of his pops.
Both scouts down.
A lot of them are weak.
And
IDK have the upper hand here. Three down for Dignitas. They need this.
Play by Dan.
Dan's two players.
Really good play by Dan. Yeah, I think he's
Aggron doing what he does best.
The fierce needle's not enough.
Bit of a medic battle there.
Yeah, both medics went down at the same time.
Hazard's still alive.
Nice,
just got the med pack in time.
Yeah, and he's going to get this cap as well, I think. There's Solid one pushed. Soldier dueling him. And the scout arrives, cavalry going through the garage for IDK. He's coming back to mid to the point. That's Knight's very weak, 6 HP goes down.
And
they trade Knight for both Dignitas scouts there, so that's definitely worth doing. Even if the Dignitas scouts had made that cap, it looked like they were in no position to actually hold that.
Ubers are about even as well.
We've got the IDK scouts pushing out on from their perspective, the right side through garage. They're underneath the drop down now because Dignitas have fallen right back to mid. So IDK have been here before. I mean, they've been in this exact position, 6 against 6. Ubers kind of equal. You know, they know that they can break this choke point, break this stalemate, and win mid.
Checking out by the time now. Run the clock down a little.
Yeah, I think they're one of the things that do understand clock management, and so I think they do have the Uber coming up. I just wonder if they'll wait right here, as you're saying.
Dan's on his got 2 Pokemon, so I wonder whether he wants a few more. That's the question. You know what Dan's like.
Getting hungry for more. IDK kind of peeking on the right. Here we go. Dignitas Uber captured by F2, and he juggled it to the other soldier. Bit of a standoff here. Uber's off. Hazard goes down first.
Dan's kind of in. Demo down.
2 for 2. The IDK scout's a bit foolish there. JH was all by himself with no help. Peace should have pushed him a little further, I think. Now he's getting double teamed and he goes down, rebelling with the domination on Peace.
Really well done by Dignitas.
4 down for IDK. Yeah, very nice work.
I think the scouts for Dignitas are edging it right at the moment. Scouts are doing so much damage.
IDK back in a familiar position defending CP1.
7 minutes to go. Maybe a little push, mate. You know.
They go with the sniper again, though.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dan. You're carefully mindful of the time here. I mean, yes, you can roll around in 45 seconds, but why leave it to that? I mean, you have to be proactive here if you're IDK. You can't just passive and wait for them all the time. Having said that, here comes the Uber. They've done no damage. Your Peace is on half health. Bibbin goes down. Peace has got an eye for taking down Bibbin on last with that minigun. Bibbin not doing well on those last pushes, apart from that back cap round.
I bet they're a bit wary of the scout come behind now. If
absolutely, yeah. Actually, we're talking about them being
got
proactive.
Spotted, actually, on Bibbin.
But that might be what's making them stand back. Yeah, but where is Bivin? Bivin's in the
garage, going left side.
In the garage, yeah. So he hasn't made a move yet. Yeah, Bivin's approaching the last CP, his spy, fully cloaked.
Oh, heavy's up. And he didn't notice him. Oh my god.
Bibbin tried to get his revenge on Peace's minigun.
See if you can get him. Heavy other medic would be.
Got the scout at least. And forced to do it. Agron's still holding his. Very nice. Bibbin's still alive. No Peace finally
gets out on his own though. Oh, nice Uber though.
Yeah, Digger tests Uber in bottom corner. And they're up and in. They're one for one right now.
That heavy's just doing, taking all the damage, look.
He's one HP Piece. He's got to go down. There you go.
Finally.
Ixchiri down. This has got to be a cap.
There we are. 4-1.
Looking like a bit of a mountains climb for IDK here, with 6 minutes remaining.
Gunnery is always a really good map for Dignitas, though.
Do you think they're looking to the second map?
I think it's all said and done now on this map.
We said that the scouts were the problem at middle, guys, but if you look on the scoreboard, the IDK scouts are doing a lot better than everyone else.
If you watch, it's how the scouts focus their demo, man. No pressure on Rib at all. He just runs on the point.
One IDK scout on top.
Look how aggressive he is.
Piece beat Bibbin there, though, on a one-on-one. Although Darn came in and finished Piece. IDK winning this. They got 3 kills for 1 death, 2 deaths, but F2 went down to Darn. Darn got Knight as well. Nice play.
I don't think Xtremer even went to middle then. I didn't see Xtremer at all. Rib was just running about on the point, spamming everywhere.
The thing about that middle is that even though IDK have won it, the fact that Darn managed to take down 2 of them, including F2, is that it's going to slow down any push here. And they're on the next point, but you don't have to worry about Uber. I mean, Aggron's almost got his, so the counterattack is a good one here.
Well, Dignitas are always aggressive, but when you're 4-1 up and you've got the Uber, I think they'll just hold this. As long as they can.
Bibbin's gone sniper. We haven't actually seen Dignitas play CP1 defense, really.
There we were.
Knight goes down.
They're in garage, right? And they're pushing out, yeah.
Scout's got behind them. Might be a bad captain.
Aggron Uber is through the Zed with the demo.
They're in the garage. Back cap. Oh, wait, no.
They're in the garage and they're going upstairs. Rip really damaged one of those soldiers. I think it was Cube, but he failed to kill him. Oh, Darn goes up and hammers Xtremer. Absolutely decked him. Running up those stairs. Cube's weak again. He just pushed. Has
F2 needs to watch out here.
Yep.
F2 on his own now.
Santa Uber there and he's going down.
Nice play by Hazza. That's the kind of aggressive play that's making the difference with another kill, Hazza, and the domination onto Peace. The Dignitas soldiers are just having their way, really, with I don't know, whatever class you want to talk about.
Xtremer is on.
Bibbin's sniping on middle.
Xtremer's going frag hunting now.
Bibbin kills Xtremer.
I think IDK have given up.
We got a back cap on, though. This could be interesting. It's Knights on the back cap. We don't see any Dignitas players around. Rib's coming. He's in now. Knight's super weak, but gets the cap and then dies. Nice play by Knight. Just dancing around those stickies.
Xtremer's coming in the garage. Behind Rib now.
Oh, nice. Nice play. Peace is there as well.
4 down as well.
Excellent work. So from nothing to last, we've got both the IDK scouts here. They're all here. There you go. That's what they needed. I mean, there's only 3 minutes left, but... Even going into Badlands, you need that kind of round to say, you know, we can outsmart these guys. Even if we're losing the deathmatch battle, you know, we can get the calling right and make sure that we execute properly.
Again, if we watch middle, though, just watch the scouts and see how aggressive Dignitas' scouts are focusing their demo, man. I mean, Xtremer isn't even going to middle now.
Yeah, Rib's here. Rib's on middle. Both the Dignitas scouts bodyguarding him. Yeah, Xtremer goes
That's been
the
second
catwalk.
Time though he's gone really aggressive and the scouts have just popped around and killed him.
Yeah.
He's almost too aggressive.
Too aggressive then. Xtremer wasn't even on the point for the last 2 rounds, he's just gone left.
Happened last round, look.
So Dignitas have got 2 up.
They could pick us back in
90% Uber. You could get a quick round here. It's crits. Crits is in, Xtremer's crits. Aggron still doesn't have Uber.
He's on 90.
Xtremer misses him. That could be critical. 1 minute 50 left.
Aggron on 1 HP then. When he riding his luck a bit, isn't he?
There's nothing IDK can do now. I mean, if they want to draw this game, they have to go now. I mean, there's no time to waste. They have to cap
They have got the crits up as well, though, look. So, it should be interesting. 80% crits.
Yeah, they're peeking through the right side. Bibbin's gone heavy this time. It's not going to help against crits, really, is it? Chris is up, and the Vibrida soldier. They're on top of Bibbin. Bibbin goes straight down to a sticky.
Meanwhile, Nightcaps.
Ooh. I still don't think a minute is enough.
Gonna need Extremer on the point if you want to win this, or to draw it at least.
You can cap in 1 minute. I mean, they've got time. Might be actually wise of Dignitas not to contest middle right here.
Wib's gone for it.
See, Extreme is not coming into middle, he's going left.
Yeah, F2.
Get Rib again.
F2's running crits.
Oh no, he's
both the IDK scouts down.
There's the scout, the rolling pipe, killed.
Right.
Rib again on mid.
3 for 3.
They're in the corner crits with the crits.
It's going down behind.
Crits does nothing. 15 seconds left, that's a good game. So do you think the difference was middle, guys? Was that where it was won or lost?
I think Rib was a bit too more aggressive, if anything. He was almost in his comfort zone for a while, and then all of a sudden, scouts come rolling in, get a little bit behind, and he goes down. He went down a lot on mid.
IDK got those two last caps because basically Rib went too aggressive on middle. Extreme didn't even bother coming to middle. He went on their right side. And the scouts just managed, the IDK scouts just managed to focus Rib. And he went down the last two rounds.
Yeah, very strong play from both Dignitas scouts and the soldiers there. Whenever one of the classes seemed to be not doing as much work on middle, the other one would come in and clean up or help and make the difference.
I think this map will be interesting. IDK scouts did really well towards the end of that. For the first few rounds, when Dignitas managed to get the advantage, I think it was because Dignitas' scouts were running all over the IDK scouts, so now I think the IDK scouts are warmed up properly. So Badlands will be really good.
Do you think that IDK, I mean, you know, they have this kind of big lineup with a lot of possible rotations, like, you know, Shintaz cameoed in the last EHS ESH final. I think did Y play as well on that? I can't remember.
16.
But, I mean, do you think, is this their strongest lineup? I mean, what shouldn't they go into this, the cash prize thing, running Shintaz, you know, running whoever else is going to give them the best chance to win?
I don't know, you see, it's a question of activity and stuff. I wonder whether IDK have been playing all week, you know, with this lineup. I mean, recently, both Solis have been playing pretty well. Why change it?
They didn't warm up using this lineup.
Didn't they?
Oh, hey, X-Fane.
What's up, yo?
Did you enjoy the first map?
I was playing an official myself. Couldn't see it. How was it? Was it close?
Towards the end.
Dignitas took a 4-1 lead, and that was kind of the end of it, but with a back cap round and a mid roll, IDK managed to bring it to 4-3, but there was only like a minute left after that.
Too bad.
But yeah, not a bad showing from IDK. Just a better one from Dignitas all round.
I think this is Extreme's best map. I think you'll see Extreme go huge on this map.
I'm pretty sure he'll turn up on mid this time, on this map.
It's a bit strange that he kept going right and they just let the scouts go in on their own, but...
It worked, though, didn't it?
It seemed to work, yeah.
Alright, guys, I'm just going to go get a drink of water. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Ever the professional.
So what do you think about this, Anderson? Who's going to win this?
I think this is going to be another Dignitas map. It's going to be close. The last couple of rounds on Granary showed that, you know, the scouts can work for IDK, but, you know, you gotta put your faith in Dignitas's, like, Rib and Bib and stuff.
Apparently, from a reliable source...
Dunk, pretty much, then, yeah?
No, Preds. Preds is telling me this. That, Extreme was very happy about getting focused on mid the first few rounds, and that's why he didn't bother going to mid.
So
he just let the scouts go in, so he was going a bit emo.
Oh, so I wonder whether this will play into the Badlands map.
Apparently, I'm not allowed to say that because Preds told me, but, you know.
Apparently that is true then.
So he didn't hear it from me. And apparently Preds doesn't care, that I told you.
Apparently he can't go on a shoutcast either because of a sore throat, so, you know, who can we trust?
But yeah, I think Xtremer is known for going a bit emo in games.
When the going gets tough type thing.
I think that's the one.
He's
Well, those last two rounds should have cheered him up.